Author Eric Halter joins us now. He and co-author Chris Wolf wrote the book Virtualization from the Desktop to the Enterprise. Halter joins us now with some tips for starting the virtualization process. Eric?
Thanks, Joan. Moving from the physical server world to a virtual infrastructure necessarily requires us to adhere to industry best practices for virtualization. Best practice describes the activities and procedures that create outstanding results in a given situation that can be effectively and efficiently adapted to other situations. Some general best practice virtualization tips for server consolidation include some of the following. First off, virtualize something. It's free. You can get it from Microsoft, VMware, and ZenSource. Second, pay attention to hardware compatibility lists. When deploying virtualization technologies in a production environment, be sure all host hardware is on the virtualization software vendor's hardware compatibility list. Third, file management. Guest VM file management can get messy quickly. Use a common sense naming convention for guest VMs and document each new VM. Virtualization software can use cryptic file and directory names during the guest VM creation process. Therefore, customize all VM files to reflect the name of the host and place all files related to a particular VM in a single directory. Fourth, security. Security, security, security. Limit host console access and guest VM management to only those that need it. You don't want to lose a VM due to careless clicking. Don't forget to use encryption and access control lists for host management ports as well. Fifth, research. Every server is not a candidate for virtualization. Capture some utilization statistics on the core four resources, processor, memory, network, and storage, prior to converting a physical server to a virtual machine. Physical servers with low to moderate activity across the core four resources are excellent candidates for virtualization. Six, performance. When loading up a host server with VMs, 60 to 80% total utilization is a reasonable target for maintaining overall host and guest VM performance and gaining the benefits of high ROI with virtualization. Seventh, CLI. The command line interface is your best friend. Learn the command line interface supporting your virtualization software to take advantage of powerful and scriptable commands to perform such tasks as backing up, rebooting, powering down, and powering on guest VMs. VM management. Use separate physical Ethernet interfaces for access to the host console and high network I/O guest VMs. VMs with low network I/O can easily share Ethernet interfaces without systems taking a performance ding. Number nine, clustering. Don't hesitate to take advantage of hybrid clustering for business continuity purposes. Even when a high utilization physical server implodes, a slow VM is better than nothing at all. 10. iSCSI. VMs and iSCSI go hand in hand. Moreover, if you have blade servers, iSCSI is an affordable and good performing option to high cost traditional SANs. Not only do open source operating systems like Fedora come with an iSCSI initiator and target, so does Microsoft's storage server. Lastly, iSCSI allows for high availability backups with regard to business continuity planning. Lastly, don't forget, tons of information is available on the internet regarding virtualization. Don't hesitate to browse virtualization forums for tips, advice, and success stories.